We are always courageous, for we walk by faith and not by sight. If anyone needed to see a literal interpretation of those words from St. Paul, all you had to do was watch ABC Friday night. There you would have seen 33-year-old Nick Walenda as he took the walk of his life. Walenda stepped onto a 2-inch wide wire and walked 1,800 feet, the length of 6 football fields, across Niagara Falls. He teetered 200 feet above millions of gallons of raging water and mist. He had spent years practicing for this, even with fire hoses spraying him with water so he would know what it felt like. News reports say that he wore specially designed shoes made by his mother. And in 25 minutes, he walked into the record books. When he arrived on the Canadian side, a customs official asked him, as they ask every visitor from abroad, "What is the purpose of your visit?" And he replied, "To inspire people around the world." And he did. In an interview afterward, he said that he wanted most of all for people to be inspired to follow their dreams and to not give up. He had been wanting to do this for decades, ever since he was a little boy. It had been a dream of his. And it was a dream that had taken years of planning and preparation and even prayer. In fact, every step across that wire was a prayer. As he worked his way over the falls with the cameras and the microphones trailing every step, Nick Walenda spoke again and again of God and of Jesus, of how blessed he was to be there, to be seeing what he was seeing, to be experiencing what he was seeing. "Thank you, Lord God," he said. "Thank you, Jesus. Give me your peace, Lord." Faith was very much a part of his journey. In fact, he is a devout Christian who wears a cross around his neck and his faith on his sleeve. "God's hand is involved in every step of my life," he said a few weeks ago. "I believe doors were open for me that weren't open for others, and doors that were slammed were reopened. I pray and I talk to God, and I find peace in that." Indeed, before he began his walk Friday night, he gathered with his family and friends to pray. He was, in a real sense, in a very literal sense, walking by faith and not by sight. Now, I have to say, I'm not someone to encourage this kind of behavior. Don't go home and try and walk across the clothesline. I'm personally someone who has to say a rosary every time I go up a stepladder to change a light bulb. But I think that Nick Walenda's powerful and very public faith has much to teach us. Here is someone truly doing something impossible, or at least improbable, and placing all of his trust, even his life, in the hands of God. Could any of us be even one-tenth that courageous? Yet the scripture this weekend is about the surprising ways that God works, how his kingdom can grow from something as small as a mustard seed, and how what we cannot see is so much more meaningful and life-changing than what we can. It is about trust, about surrender. It is about walking by faith and not by sight. We so often forget our God, who embraces what we think is impossible. This is how he works. He creates towering trees from invisible seeds. He enables the blind to see and the lame to walk. He whispers to us on the wind and calls out to us from burning bushes, and he calms the seas with just one word. He raises the dead to life, and he comes to us at every Mass, incredibly, in the form of bread. And every day, at every moment, He walks with us, even across yawning chasms of fear and uncertainty, of dread and darkness, ready to catch us if we fall. All we need is faith. Faith in His love. Faith in His steadfastness. Faith in His ongoing presence in our lives. Even when we cannot see Him, He is there. Just ask Nick Wallenda. One poignant moment occurred at the end of his walk, and it was captured by a New York Times photographer. After making it safely to the other side, Nick Wallenda fell into the arms of his father, who held on to him for dear life. It was a moment of such joy and relief and love. His son had survived, and he kept alive a family legacy that stretches back 7 generations. But this was so much more than that. In that moment was every father who had ever loved a child and worried about him. Here was Abraham holding on to Isaac after God had spared him. Here was Joseph hugging Jesus after he had been found in the temple. Here was the father of the prodigal son embracing him and welcoming him home. And here is our own Father in heaven, welcoming us at the end of our earthly journey. I couldn't help but think, what a beautiful image for Father's Day. And maybe that too was part of God the Father's improbable plan. See how a father loves his children, he says. That is how much I love you, and more. So take this challenge, he says to us. Walk the wire of life. Walk by faith and not by sight. Put one step in front of another and find your balance and trust that I will take you where you belong. Know this much. God will not abandon us. When we draw close to Him, He draws close to us. He is with us every step of the way. And He will be there at the end, full of wonder and gratitude and joy, to welcome us at last into His arms.